This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. U.S. dairy groups are calling it a significant trade win. The National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council say Colombia has dropped an investigation into U.S. milk powder imports, an effort that alleged American dairy products were unfairly subsidized. And after nearly 2 years of review, Colombian officials ultimately found no merit to those claims. We'll hear more right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. We provide customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at Growmark.com.
Jaime Castaneda is Vice President for Policy Development and Strategy with the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council. He says Colombia's decision followed a long, expensive, and highly detailed process.
We went through an entire investigation process, which is very costly and very expensive and very detail-oriented, in which we have to create a lot of information to submit to the Colombian government. So after basically a year and a half, almost 2 years of working through that, the Colombian government decided to reject that request for an investigation because there was no merit. In all their results, in all their answers to the questionnaires, they basically indicated that the U.S. government doesn't really subsidize their exports.
He adds U.S. milk powder plays a much larger role in Colombia than critics of the trade have suggested.
A lot of milk powder is used on many, many applications. And in fact, we have argued that our exports into Colombia not only helps consumers in Colombia, but it also helps dairy farmers in Colombia because it expands the pool of the ability of companies that if they wouldn't have that milk powder, they wouldn't be requiring fluid milk. Basically, it was milk powder, and we were at number one exporting milk powder into Colombia. Major importers from Nestle to domestic local companies, and certainly the politically motivated Colombian government actions were just to try to appease the dairy farmers.
The ruling also underscores how much the U.S. dairy industry has changed and become more dependent on international markets.
Basically, we have moved from a very inward-looking industry to a very export-oriented. Today, dairy farmers depend heavily on exports for their income, their revenue, as well as many manufacturing organizations, not only co-ops, but also private companies. The fact that actually exports are so important, we need to make sure that we maintain every single market access that have been negotiated and that we are currently exporting to. Not only that, but we also need a new market. And this is why we appreciate the Trump administration negotiating and trying to expand new markets for U.S. dairy.
Castaneda adds that's why making sure trade deals are done is very important for U.S. agriculture.
Exports have become even more critical to the overall bottom line for dairy farmers. So this is why it's so important to make sure that our trading partners comply with their commitments.
For the U.S. dairy industry, the decision removes a major trade hurdle and reinforces how closely family farm incomes are tied to reliable export markets. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.